Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it through.
It's a ridiculous day. Crank it up. On this good day, you're going to have the presence of Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Mr. McFadden, and whoever else we can drag in off the streets of Washington or the streets of California or the streets. I can't drag anybody off the street because I'm 1,400 feet off the street. My arm doesn't reach that far, but I can see for miles the beautiful sunshine, the breezes, the grass turning brown already. It's a it's great. All right, so now let's concentrate on the weather elsewhere. The floods, the fatalities, the uproar, people missing, all of that sort of thing. Southwest has Armageddon headlines.
Well, it kind of is, really, in Texas and parts of Oklahoma.
It's a bad weather day, week.
No, it's worse than that. Well, it's worse than that. The flooding in this river is so extreme that it's
26
swept away.
Was it yesterday you said it went up 26 feet in an hour or something?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Crazy. And two families have gone missing. They were gathered at a house along the river for Memorial Day weekend, about 35 miles southwest of Austin. The river swole up and took the house away.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
There was a tornado and a flood, and there were Memorial Day parties.
You're like the postal service. Our party will go on. It was so bad, you guys, that it interrupted my viewing of Three Fat Guys in the Woods on the Weather Channel because they kept interrupting with updates.
No.
I mean, it's real serious out there.
It certainly is.
It was the first time I found it. They dumped three fat guys in the woods to survive on their own, to teach them confidence in themselves.
All right, we're digressing somewhat. Molly, would you bring us back to the serious report that you have there, please?
Just in that same area where those homes were swept away, where families were gathering, there's another 400 homes that were destroyed in the town of Wimberley. About 1,000 homes damaged throughout Hays County. Five San Marcos police cars were washed away.
Why is there such a, the East Coast to West Coast having a drought? California farmers cutting water use to ease the drought. There was outrage in California. Remember last month when Jerry Brown was explaining the rules and why the rules were as they are or were going to be. Farmers were exempt from the new water rules. However, it appears that that has changed, Jennifer. The drought has gotten some of the farmers to give up some of their water. As a matter of fact, I'm looking up in the Sacramento-San Joaquin area, giving up a quarter of their water, either by leaving part of their land unplanted or finding other ways to reduce their water use.
Mm-hmm. And that was a deal that they said, okay, look, we'll strike this deal and we'll cut our water, but this will be the last time you can impose water restrictions on us. So they've said, we'll come to the table, we'll cut, but we don't want to have anything else cut from us, mm-hmm. which I think is a good thing. People were calling on the farmers to do this.
Well, but wait a minute. Let me speak for the farmers here.
I am and with you because
for the consumers, hello, California and that area, especially San Joaquin Valley, grows more of
it's
the
rich.
Leafy green vegetables that we need for our diet, spinach, broccoli, lettuce.
People are more concerned with the almond farmers. That's it.
Almond and dairy. Yeah.
Because both of those consume the most amount of water. So the only two types of farms I've heard that people were really concerned about were almonds first and then dairy secondarily.
But that's an important part of the California,
and
not to mind the economy. It's where people get, do you realize how much produce, whether it's dairy or whether it's leafy green vegetables or fruit or almonds or whatever it is, comes out of this area of California that feeds the entire country?
Yeah, almost all the almonds for the country.
So what are you doing if you cut off the water supply? You're cutting off your old proverbial nose to spite your face.
And I'll tell you, it's because of poor planning.
Why aren't they desalinating the water. Nobody's answered that intelligently, okay, so as far as I'm concerned.
I have some answers on that, right, because please. I answered that. I asked that question too. I guess desalinizing water takes up so much water to desalinize water that it's not very viable on the long term.
Right, the water goes in, the salt comes out. What's the big deal?
I guess it takes a lot of water to do that. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but people are talking
There's
about
a levee. And notice the Pacific is pretty full these days. There's a lot of water there.
There's a lot of people that have proposed ideas about piping water in from somewhere. And then I just got a story yesterday. This one freaks me out a little bit. They're looking at serving as sewer water in California now. They're looking
at water.
Yeah, repurposing sewer Perfect. Water to use as drinking water.
Why does that freak you out?
Well, you know, two reasons.
What, number one and number two?
There you go. Specifically, number two concerns me.
Really? I on my farm, use repurposed human waste that comes out of the sewerage treatment plants in Massachusetts. They have figured out a way to pelletize it, and actually is pretty decent fertilizer. So there are ways of doing this. In fact, if you understand the space program, what do you think these guys are drinking when they're out in space for as long as they are? They have a way to take the urine and to clean it up. And that's what they're drinking.
Well, that's where all these ideas for
disgusting or
droughty
not.
For droughty California, they're all coming from NASA and JPL.
Yeah. So that's really going to be the reality. Thanks for giving us that vivid description, though, Jennifer. That was good.
That's how I see it in my brain.
I didn't hear Molly Upchuck, though, so it must not have been that bad.
I had my mic off.
She's just thinking of you.
So easily offended by things like that. 14 after the hour. Let's see if we can do something about the way your eyes are looking. People say to me, you always are talking about how the face looks and you're trying to make people look better. Yeah, I am. That's one of the good purposes here. People that want to sponsor the program want you to look better and feel better about yourself. So we talk about your teeth and your eyes and your hair. And this specific 60 seconds is devoted to your hair. I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's devoted to your eyes. The bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. If you've been looking at them for too long and you've been thinking, oh, my God, there's got to be something I can do. I don't want to keep putting makeup. Guys aren't putting makeup on, so they look like Bill Clinton, tired all the time. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cell therapy and technology to target specifically the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, the lines. You want to extract the water. That's what this serum does. I've touched it because I put it on my eyes, and it is not necessarily like water. It's not like oil. It has this really strange, unique feel to it, and what it does is extract the water that is causing the puffiness in the bags around your eyes. That's what it does. You will love it. Men and women, call 800-543-9262. Take advantage of the spring sale opportunity for Genucel. 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to the bags, the puffiness. It will work, or you'll get your money back. Order it now, and the folks that make this product will double your order. So you get a 3-month supply of Genucel that you pay for. You'll get another 3 months coming along with your order at no extra cost. 800-543-9262. That ought to get you to try this out. Great, great, great product. Works, works, works. 800-543-9262.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center, a grand slam. Jay Buhner scores 4 with his 15th home run of the year.
So where is Jay Buhner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season. He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into their Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you start down the path toward big success? Author and martial arts Hall of Famer Jim Bouchard has the answer.
Make a decision. He adds that we humans often overcomplicate things. It's not that hard. Start by making a decision to move forward.
Then take something you want or need to do. Create a series of steps to achieve it. Then go for it.
How can you be more decisive?
Make it a habit.
Start with insignificant decisions. For example, let's say you go out to lunch with some coworkers. When you pick up the menu, give yourself a time limit to decide what to order. Then be happy with what you get.
Make a decision and stick with it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going shopping, purchasing a big ticket item. Well, believe it or not, if you want to get the best deal, then it matters what you wear. More specifically, it matters what colors you wear. Here's the science of it.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Colors are associated with power. After all, there's the red power tie. Would you respond to a policeman giving you a ticket if he or she were wearing a baby blue suit? And athletic teams are thought to be more aggressive when they wear dark colors, especially black. So if you're purchasing a big ticket item, then the colors to wear are black or gray. They suggest you can't take advantage of me. What's the cheap psychological trick? Wear darker colors and you'll be seen as more powerful. The salespeople will take you seriously. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
18 to change past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jen Jen and Mal Mal and Ken Ken.
The whole gang.
Yes. Okay.
Whole gang gang.
By the way, the California folks are looking for advice in Australia as well, because it is the driest inhabited continent on the face of the planet. So they're getting help from the farmers and they're getting help from Australia, but no help. Why don't they just seed the clouds? Everybody keeps asking that.
That's my question.
I know it is. Okay. In Nevada, a man is on trial on murder charges after opening fire on two trespassers at a vacant rental unit. And this has brought into question once again, Molly, the stand your ground law, because apparently Nevada is the latest state to test this. What's the scoop?
Well, this gentleman is 74 years old. He insists that he was justified in the fatal shooting of one unarmed trespasser, seriously wounding another. This was at a rundown duplex in 2014. The couple was in there. It was dark. They were under some covers. He walked in.
They
said
were poaching, sort of? Is that they were?
I guess maybe they were
homeless?
Squatting.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were.
Sorry, squatting is better than poaching. Yes, go ahead.
Possibly homeless.
Yeah.
And he thought that a flashlight they had was a gun, so he says, and he shot them. So the case stems from, you know, is stand your ground.
So he's on trial for murder.
Here. Yeah. And they're saying, you know, he had the right to defend himself, but was his life in danger? Mm-hmm. Could he have escaped? And the stand your ground law says that you don't need to escape if it's in your home.
But it wasn't his home. It was an empty rental unit. There was nobody in it.
Yes, that he owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll be subject to further information that comes forth. But at this point in time, I'm thinking this guy's guilty. Anybody disagree or agree with me?
Well, there had been trespassers before, and there had been some looting before, so that's why he was checking it out.
Yeah.
Kenny? Sorry, Kenny.
But he got there, and the door was—it was his rental, and the door was locked from the inside.
Oh. That's weird.
So he went in with a gun in each hand, rather than calling police.
What would Chuck Norris do?
21 after. Good, Jennifer.